You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today's the day.
It's the day.
Almost.
Oh. You tricked me.
Yes. I did confuse some people on Instagram as well when I posted about this. But we are here. The day, if you're listening to this, the day it comes out, it's the day before our book publishes. So I just wanted to do a bit of a check-in and see how we're doing. How are you feeling, Samantha?
I keep getting asked this because we did get advanced copies of our book. I haven't posted yet. I need to, but we did get it. Kind of funny because I think I got mine a day before yours. But like, it's very exciting. It's really pretty. It's so amazing. This is how I react in most situations, though. I think I have a problem in which when it happens, I have the most surreal calm that I can't react to it. So it's literally just like, thank you. Okay. So I had friends over this weekend who, including Caroline, the previous host. And so we were talking about it and she was like, congratulations. Oh my God, that's amazing. And she's like, how do you feel? And I was like, It's done. Like, that's all I could say because I don't know how to properly celebrate things, apparently. I don't think I properly celebrate anything in general because I just get this anticlimactic, like, drop of, like, endorphins where it's just like, okay, is it done yet? Type of feeling. Now, you and I have had a lot of ups and downs with this, so that might be part of the reaction to this, where we've like hit a lot of walls, we've had to kind of do back and forth, we've been kind of the children in a fight in some things, and we're just watching and waiting. So there's been a lot. Behind the scenes is obviously always a little bit more dramatic. And so it's kind of one of those moments. And then also, yeah, like it feels too early to celebrate because I'm waiting for backlash, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm so such a negative person in general. I can't help this.
It does feel like something that is difficult to fully celebrate. Because it is something that I am proud of. And that we worked really hard on, given the conditions that we had and the time frame that we had. And I just think that there are all these other things that go into when you are publishing a feminist book where feminism is in the title, and
right,
it doesn't feel as safe a thing to celebrate. And I hate that. I hate that it's like that. But a lot of times when people ask me, like, oh, hey, I've heard you wrote a book, and I kind of hesitate because I'm like, I don't know if you're cool. And having that hesitation, it sucks. It's like, I want to be loud and proud and, you know, stand up for what I believe in and feminism and intersectional feminism.
Right.
But, you know, you got to pick your battles. And if I encounter a stranger who I don't think will harm me, I don't care that, you know, what I say and they don't like it.
Right.
That that's what I did. But you have to take into account with a book like this, unfortunately, the opinions of your family and reactions of your family, and choose how to celebrate something when you also don't want to lose these relationships, which I know we've talked about several times on this show.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to lie. A lot of the excitement has been dampened by the fact that I can't talk to my family. And I say I can't without it being a battle. And for people who know, the listeners who know already, I have a very strenuous relationship with my family. We love each other. We would support each other. I talk to my family, and we stray away from any controversy because we know what it's going to lead to. Again, when I tell you, one of the most traumatic moments I had with my mom was her finding out what type of show I was on doing this, crying in a public for the both of us, because it was such a heated argument, being called a tool of the devil by my mother, like, was not a good experience. So having a book with my name on it, and honestly, like, when we talked about me changing my name, I kind of wish I had made that decision before this book. I'm not going to lie, but it is what it is. All of these things come into play for my excitement because I've got these amazing copies and I'm like, who do I give them to? Like, it's not my family. I purposely blocked my niece, whom I love very much and who absolutely is on par with me. She came to college in Atlanta and did exactly what they were afraid of, which was become educated. I mean, it is what it is. And she now sees a lot of what I went through and is having to deal with that herself. And I blocked her from this because I was starting the promo work for it. I'd taken off all of my family, most people from LAJ, Georgia, because I did not want them to be in this conversation at all. Because I can guarantee, as proud as they would want to be of me, because of what's in the book. And I did. I wrote the abortion chapter. That in itself is the main issue that my mom and I had a falling out of, outside of all these other things, because all she can hear is killing babies. And we know what that narrative is. And so because, God bless her, she's an uneducated woman who listens to these false narrations about, and all she sees is pictures of the babies dying, essentially. Like, and then also, that's also why she adopted me, partially why she adopted me, because that's, she was saving a baby. But like, in all of those things, I have to try to protect myself and protect our relationship. Because I think if we had one more falling out like we did that, there would be so much fallout in our family. So with a book like this, I know what it's going to bring. I know the conversations that it could bring and the cost that it could come with. So I can't celebrate as much as I want to because of that. I actually, you know, I think I had it all as an episode why I cried on here going, you know, it hurts me. It breaks my heart that they can't share in something that I should be so proud of. And I had a moment with you where, like, at first we were so caught up in the stress. And then as we were reading through it, we're like, oh my God, this is actually pretty good. I'm proud of us. You know, and then like doing the audio portion and having people in our ears who we still don't truly believe. which is not good for us when they say they loved our book and really thought, like, we love this, we think this is such good stuff. The few reviews that they've sent to us, we'll say it like that, have been lovely, but I still found any negative statement before I saw the positive statements, which is, again, this is our own thing. But yeah, because we're bracing for the type of reaction we know these kind of books get. It's that same reaction I had from the realtor when he was like, oh, women's issues, what? Oh, it's feminist. And his eye just like went big and looked at my partner. And he was like, oh, sorry, man, type of conversation. I'm like, that's what we get instead of the typical like, oh, cool, whatever, whatnot. So I think there's so much to this and I'm just waiting for that impact. I'm waiting to see if my family finds out and what happens. Like, that fear is always in the back of my head because of that. But then again, I have my partner's family who was so excited, who pre-ordered the book, who made sure to tell me how proud they were of me. So, like, I have that, you know, things like that. Again, and the friends who came over, Caroline, who, like, pre-ordered the book and also was like, so proud of you. We know what it takes. We know what it took. Congratulations. And trying to live in that, but really feeling like to be able to step into that has been kind of difficult. But the book is beautiful. I'm really proud of it.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Yeah, the book is beautiful and I am proud of it. It has been a stressful thing, as we've discussed, in a lot of ways. And there's an anxiety that I have just being mentioned in the same sentence as feminist writers we spotlight on this show that, you know, have this their whole life and everything that they've worked for. And also, we were recently, we guested on Feminist Book Club podcast. You heard Renee from there on here.
Right.
And we had a discussion about, you know, sometimes I get a little annoyed that I feel that a lot of our male colleagues who have written books didn't have to feel these sort of things, these sort of worries, these sort of questions. Like, I literally debated about even tagging you, Samantha, when I posted on Instagram, because I knew about all the stuff that you were dealing with. And I waited to tag because, you know, my mom is very liberal. We're very like-minded. She's on my wavelength. So I don't have that issue, but a lot of people in her family aren't. And she's, you know, going to share it with her family, who, by the way, like, once ordered, subscribed to Atlanta Magazine just because I was mentioned in there. So it's sort of, I haven't shared it even with her. And I also, there's just conversations in there that are very personal. And I do think a lot about this one time when one of our first conferences we went to, and one of the attendees asked a question that was, you know, where's the line? Where do you draw the line between being open and vulnerable and protecting yourself? And that still, I still think about that. Mm. That's difficult. And this book was a very, like, I'm being very open, I'm being very vulnerable. I haven't told those things to my family. I haven't told those things to some of my friends. I haven't shared some of that with anyone. So it's scary because I feel like I don't want them to find out in that way. But also, yeah, I just, it is a beautiful book and I am happy about it. And so it's sad that it's not, several of you have written in about this, actually, like how it's become complicated to celebrate things.
Right.
And I feel like this has become, I wish I could celebrate it more.
Right. But we will say, I will say this, like our faithful listeners, our longtime listeners, y'all know who you are, who have pre-ordered, have been ready from the jump. Kat, and I see you, because they have been there from the beginning. That also makes it very exciting, like knowing that you trust us enough to be like, yeah, we'll jump on this. Let's go. That's been amazing as well, that you have taken it on faith that we are sending you something that's worth $30-something, because I don't know if I would do that for anyone else a lot of the time. So that's been amazing, too, that to have the core of people who know who we are and excited for us and have been sharing for us. It's such a beautiful thing. Y'all don't know, like, we might not comment, we might not always, like, see it right away, but when we do, the relief and the pressure that it takes off of us, because we do feel like so much when it comes to being vulnerable or sharing these things, being told we have to do it and then want to do our best in it, like no matter what. And so having that is always like, that's another like testament to the audience that has been built here for a long time, that Kristen and Molly started from jump and then has become this and now has become a part of our faithful listeners as our personalities and trusting our personalities, even though we are completely different from all the previous hosts. And we love that. And yeah, you can definitely see the differences, the way we speak in the book, that we try to add our personality, mm-hmm. which I think we did pretty well into it, like our own takes and things, what's important to us, what we want to talk about, emphasizing that this is a growth. Mm-hmm. Just like the part of the show, that our book is about us continuing to learn and to encourage that no matter how many feminist books there are out there, that it keeps growing and that the information keeps coming and there's new information and there's more information and there's more we should be doing, because intersectionality didn't happen until recently. And so that's so important to remember. And that's what we wanted to emphasize more than anything else, is that you have a story to tell, you have a conversation to add. And we want that to be a part of that narrative. And hopefully we did that, even though we had a lot of like conversations about history, because history is f-ing important. And especially when we know that a lot of the history was erased or has been tried to be erased, it's currently trying to be erased. So making sure that we emphasize that was something so important for us. And being able to do that and being able to do that freely has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I feel like we really did capture our voices and our unique takes. And even if you've read all of these books, I hope that it will feel fresh, all of these books being all these books in the feminist realm. And it is true that you, the listeners, influence these books. Like, if I could give you royalty checks, I would. And not that we're going to get any, but if we did. Because you have been such a vibrant community that has really shaped my worldview in a lot of ways, or pointed out what I should work on or look at, or these issues that maybe I needed to look into. And that is in the book. Some of the topics we chose, which by the way, was a very difficult thing because there's so much to talk about, was because of all of you. And we're just so, so grateful to have a listenership like all of you that is kind and always wanting to learn and always wanting to grow and is also helping us learn and also helping us grow. So that's, you are so appreciated. And the book is what it is in part because of you. And we wouldn't have even had this book without a listenership like you. So just thank you. We really, really do appreciate it. And we do appreciate the people who have pre-ordered it or ordered it. I know that's not an option for everyone. It is expensive. But however you have supported us, we do really appreciate it. So thank you. Thank you. And for those who get the book or the audiobook, both, I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that it shines through how much you have influenced it and how much we just love all of you for it. We couldn't have done it without you. So thank you. So if you would like to contact us, you can. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. You can find us on TeePublic. We have merch. And yes, you can order the book at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Let us know how you like it. Thanks as always to your super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey. Also couldn't have done it without them.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.